Better terminals, smarter Postgres, and a GPU built by hand. Herder, a terminal multiplexer positioning itself as a unified interface for managing multiple terminal sessions, processes, and workflows, attracted 300 upvotes and 134 comments. The project's claim is that it offers not just session management, but process awareness and workflow context that organize terminal activity around what a developer is working on, rather than around window geometry. PowerTMux users in the comment thread argued that the configuration investment in TMux pays commensurate dividends. Herder advocates countered that TMux's configuration surface is steep, its default user experience hostile, and that if Herder can deliver 80% of the capability at 20% of the friction, a large developer audience would make that trade. PGDog, a new Postgres connection pooler, made a specific architectural argument for its existence, despite a crowded field that includes the long-dominant PGBouncer. The blog post argues that existing poolers were designed for simpler deployment patterns and do not handle the requirements of modern multi-tenant, cloud-native applications. The specific claim involves transaction mode pooling at scale, combined with prepared statement support. A combination PGBouncer has historically struggled with because prepared statements are session-scoped in PostgreSQL, creating problems when connections are aggressively multiplexed. PGDog's approach tracks prepared statement state at the pooler level, enabling pooling ratios that would otherwise be unachievable. The 198 upvote, 49 comment response included positive contributions from engineers working on high-scale Postgres deployments, a signal that carries weight beyond the aggregate score. A YouTube video from Eric Hoshian documenting the construction of a GPU from scratch drew modest numbers, 59 upvotes and 12 comments, but represents the kind of engineering documentation the community genuinely values. Building a GPU at home carries no practical commercial payoff. The resulting compute is orders of magnitude below what consumer hardware delivers for a few hundred dollars. The value is entirely in the learning. VLSI design, memory interface architecture, shader pipeline organization, and in demonstrating that these systems are comprehensible to a determined individual. It connects to the week's resurfacing of the 1986 MIT video lectures by Abelson and Sussman on structure and interpretation of computer programs, which drew 202 upvotes and a comment thread reflecting on what it meant to learn computing when the full stack was comprehensible to a single human mind. Contemporary CS curricula have largely shifted toward practical application in high-level languages, producing graduates who can ship software but sometimes lack the foundational understanding to reason about what runs underneath, a trade-off the community continues to contest.